coming through to Par.
Yeah. So we're up to Par, talking about Par Dinim.
Yeah.
We began speaking about this Man Sepach, that there's Man Sepach Psuchos and there's Man Sepach Stumos. Which means to say that there's like a Tzad Zachar of this Par and there's a Tzad Nekeva of this Par. And we'll see the same thing by Shach, Mitz Hashem. And so these Par Dinim are Yoytze from the Sofei Tevos, the Sofei Osios of Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chaf. That each one is a din, which corresponds to the five spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hod. Now, Yesod and Machos don't have a din of their own because what Yesod and Machos are just Klalius, Dikasiris, that Yesod is called Kol because it's Koilal, everything before it. And the same is true with Malchus. So with this Man Sepach, together, it's Gematria Par. And so as we mentioned, anytime the Torah makes mention of any Par, or any Shor, so it has to do with the Par Dinin. For example, the greatest of them all would be the Chet HaEgel. No problem, good state. It's the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is a Bechin of Shor, it's an Inyan of Par. Right? That's the Inyan of the Hisayrus of Par Dinim. When we speak about in Chanukah time, Kisvu Lachem Al Keren HaShor, She'en Lachem Chelek V'Elokei Yisrael, what's Vasa does? Kisvu Al Keren HaShor. What's a Keren HaShor if not an Inyan of Par Dinim? To be Ma'ayr, the Inyan of the Chet HaEgel. So we said that V'Hinayam, there's the five news. And now we're going to talk about the Hamtaka. So he writes in Shin Pei Zayim in the New Seif on the bottom. V'amtakas ilu ha-pardinin hu ayudei ha-safas mispar echad ha-nimshach m'shem ekya. So the Shem Ekya has an aleph. That aleph of the Shem Ekya is vital. And that when we send down, when we take an aleph from the Shem Ekya, and we attach it to each one of these nus, so anu becomes anu, 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 anu. That's called Hasafas HaKolel. HaMoyre Ayim LeHamshachas HaRacham Emin Alufa Shel Olam. That Aleph refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's Alufa Shel Olam. V'chol Chelek Nunvav Az Nasa Mispar Zan. Sustenance, Bracha, Shubigamachi Yashem HaShaRachamim, Kael Havaya. Kel Havaya is Gematria Zayinun. Now get this. V'zesor ha-pasak, Kel Havaya v'yair lanu. Perish ayde ha-shemus Kel Havaya, which is Gematria Zan, me'irin hanu, which is the Gevuras and the Dinim. V'znas min ha-par Dinim b'chinas para. So doing so turns par into para. Osios Resh Pei Hei, which means like a softening of Rafi.
How does the Aleph goes into the new?
Right, but that happens five times.
Why does it happen five times?
Because there are five news.
In the Pasuk?
No, not in the Pasuk, just Bechal. That Pasuk is just the Yesod. The Yesod is, if you can turn Nun Vav into Kel Havaya. Turn Nun Vav into Kel Havaya.
So by turning it five times nu equals
par.
Par.
But if you add five alfin to the five nus, so then par becomes para. That's the kavanah that the Ari has in Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Hashem Svasai Tiftach is you turn par into par. Of course, it's Mayran Paraduma. The meaning of Paraduma.
How do you do that? What's Hashem Svasai Tiftach?
It's this kavana. The kavana is that there he says that you can't start davening until you mampik a par dinim, because it's chamisha motzel sapeh and they each have dinim there. So the Ari says that you have to turn par into par. You have to turn shach into shacha. We'll see, Mr. Shem.
Can you just explain one more? The other word, the irim.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So vayair lanu. It's going back on the word vayair, that this Aleph has a shaychus to or. How so? Because the Torah mentions in Ma'aseh Bereishis 5 times or. And that or has a shaychus to Aleph, because it's the first creation, and Aleph is Moira and Hashem's Achdus. Which is why on day one, Hashem says, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom Echad. Doesn't say Yom Rishon. In Asher Shal Yoms, we say Hayom Yom Rishon. Huh? In the Sfardishes, they say Hayom Yom Echad. And that's how it is in the Sifrei Mekubalim, which is Sfardisha. Hayom Yom Echad. But notice that Hayom, yeah, is Yom is Gematria Nun Vav. Hey Yom means 5 Nun Vav. So Hey Nun Vav is Gematria Par. So every time the Torah says the word Hayom, the Zohar says it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Why Rosh Hashanah? Because it's the Yom HaDin. That's the day of Shach Par. Like we've said, we've spoken about Shach, but as the Ari HaKadosh tells us, that the shofar has a lot to do with Shach Par. The shofar sweetens the Shach and Par Dinah, because the word shofar is Shin Vav Par. So we have our Par. But our Shin Vav is 14 short of Shach. Shin Vav is 306. Shach is 320. So there he says that since you take your shofar in your hand, which is Gematria Yad, so Yad is Mitzaref with Shin Vav, and that makes Shach. Because notice that the hand also has 5 dinim, right? The 5 fingers are Moiran Din. Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Yadayim have a Shaychus to Din. So therefore, since the 5 times or mentioned in Torah are more in that Achdus,
somebody missing a finger can't push
up. It's just an Inyan. It's just an Inyan, yeah. Like, it's not something to do with the physical, it has to do with the spiritual root of it. So Vayoyer is an Inyan of this R. And just to explain a little bit, since we're holding in Hanukkah right now, mm-hmm. how that works is that this Aleph is called an Echad HaKolo, right? That the koilel is mamtik the dina, but to us, a koilel always seems a little funny, right? Until we understand what the koilel is about, koilel seems funny to us. Like, what do you mean? The gematria is 26, and you're adding a koilel, you're making it 27? What if us it does? But the Zohar talks explicitly about the koilel, and you can't go through Sfarim HaKadoshim without seeing the power of the koilel. The power of the koilel is very powerful. The reason why the power of the koilel is very powerful is because the koilel means I include everything. I mean, what the koilel represents is that Hashem Yisbarach is saying, I own you. I'm like, you're part of me. That itself is Hamtakas Adina, and that's why Bina is the root of all sweetening of judgments. Because Bina comes from an understanding of Achdus Hashem. That's why Chassidus takes things which in Zohar Kodesh seems very abstract and very foreign, and makes it very practical and real and very simple. Of course, they go beyond, but the Iker, what we need, which is all about Achdus Hashem, is that Aleph, which is that Kaila, represents that there's a oneness in this world. So therefore, although every day of creation something new was created, the emes behind every day is the Achdus Hashem. How so? And Rav Motel, the Rebbe, spoke about it yesterday. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. Each Yom is called Or. So that means that although on day 2 the Rekia is created, on day 3 the Abasha, on day 4 Shemesh Yireach V'chulei, since every day, although every day has its own pratis to creation, every day is called a yom. Vayikra Vayibokir Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Vayikra Elokim La'or Yom. But the yom is called Or. So behind the scenes of every day, there's an Or. That means that day 1 is really traveling with all the days. That's what the Zohar says, that the Midah of Chesed goes along with all the other spheres. This is a very big cloud by Sukkot. The Ari speaks about this, that the first day of Sukkot is the Yontif, and that's like the introduction of these Anane HaKavod, these Makifin, but it goes along with every single day because you need Chesed. Without Chesed, nothing operates. Nothing can work properly. You need, that's like what that means in Chassidus is, without Siyata D'Shemaya, then you have nothing. Like we spoke about, what the Shabbos, about the Malava Malka, not long ago. that the other Talmidei Baal Shem were sitting around and they were discussing which of the gates in the heavens are the greatest gates of all the gates. So this Talmud said this, this Talmud said this. Edel, the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov, says the Shar Siyata Shmai is the greatest gate. And the Baal Shem Tov came in and said, Halach is like Edel. Because without Siyata Shmai, none of the gates work. The greatest need in our life is the need of Siyata Shmai. So therefore, Chesed represents Siyata Shmai. So if Chesed doesn't go with all the days, then nothing can be seen. If there's no Or, then you can't see this room. You can't see the trees. You can't see the Shemesh and the Yireh. And this is the most of what's called Ba'orcha Nira Or. That Hashem's light allows everything to be seen. That there's a light of the Shemesh and the Yireh which allows us to be able to see. There's a light of electricity which allows us to see. But the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam allows light to be seen. And this is what means that although every day has its pratis to creation, if we detach that creation from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's chaldin on that thing. So the Echad HaKoyla, which is that Aleph, which represents that Yom Echad, from which these five times Or come from, with each day, Bipratias, unless we allow the Or to go with it, then it brings immediately Dinin on that thing. And the same thing is true by the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah represents that Or from Maisa Bereishis. It is the Or of Emelikim Yehi Or. So although a candle is just a tiny kol shehu, what is a tiny kol shehu? It's a koila. That's what it is. It's just an aleph. The halacha is ner ishu beisa, one candle. One candle means an aleph here, an aleph this day, an aleph that day. But that little tiny light is koila everything.
Does it mean even if numerically it doesn't work out, we say it works out because it's koil, everything?
Yeah. It's part of the chap of koila. It's not supposed to shdim.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be like emuna. Like the koila means that all of you belong in this. That's called Rabin Bian Me'atim. That's why the Nesif Chanukah is Rabin Bian Me'atim. You light a little candle. What that candle is shouting out to the world is that all you out there, all you Rabin, I eat you. This candle is, you belong to this candle. Everything is in this candle. That's called Rabin Bian Me'atim.
It's almost as if like the world doesn't shtim without the Aleph. Like, yeah, it doesn't make total sense. Welcome to life. Aleph, now it makes more sense. Like, it's almost like the Aleph is the close of what makes sense in this world, yeah. Which is I can't make sense of it.
Yeah.
Isn't there, is there like Shimon Kalevi, Nash and Ephraim, isn't like the Gematria, like Menash and Ephraim, two other Shvatim that also are off with the Koil?
Yeah, that's what the Zohar says. Yeah. That's the Zohar's Raya for that. The Zohar says... says Ephraim and Asher, Reuven v'Shimon yuli. So Ephraim and Menashe is one off than Reuven and Shimon. So the Torah says Ephraim and Asher, Reuven v'Shimon yuli.
So is it Dafka one or could it be more?
Aleph.
It's Aleph because of Sholem. Let's say it can only be one off that shows.
No, like there's also an Indian called the Koil of the Koil. They uses that a lot also. The Koil of the Koil. My Rebbe, and this is my Derech also. They try very much not to use the koil of the koil, unless there's a hadbish right. So, for example, the briskunas oilam, which is a peladik sefer on chassidus and kabbalah, and he uses a lot of gematrias, he never uses the koil, and if he does, he explains why. So my rebbe says, I'm not there, I use the koila. My rebbe has lots of drushim on the koila too, but I also try not to make loose gematrias. Gematrias have to be very strong gematrias. There's certain sfarim where the gematrias are very loose. Even the Rosh Hashanah himself has very loose gematrias, and certainly by the vision of the Rebbe's, but they weren't coming to teach as much Torah as a Chassidus, as much as they were trying to teach, you know, just to say Inyanim, to say Torahs. But although, if you were to ask the Rosh Hashanah, again, the reason why the Arizal uses koilos and koilos the koilos and all types of gematrias and adding osis is because he saw the Inyan in the heavens, and he was just trying to look for ways to bring it into this world. So he took words and he took letters and he made like bases. Kalim to be able to bring down, but he saw in the heavens like what the Inyan was. Like, I'm not at the Madriga, and most people are not, to be able to look up and to say, like, I see it, and I just need to find ways to bring it down. So if we say, we should say strong. If they said, they said loose, because they were just looking for somehow, some way to bring this light into the world. That's what Rav Nachman says. There's some Torahs which are lamala lamata, and there's some Torahs which go lamata lamala. So those said they could brought down Torah Lamala Lamata. And we're trying to bring Torah Lamata Lamala. So this is Kel Havaya Vayar Lana. So Vayar means the Indian of Or. That Or from Maisa Bereshis, which is the Or of Ner Chanukah too. It's the real Yoim. And that's why we light the candles in the night, of course. It's that to be mamtik, those dinim of the Lila, to become Or, to become Yoim. Let's continue. That we look at this world with our fleshy eyes. Okay, so he's going to speak it out. So he's detaching this world from the real world, which is Hashem's achdus. The goyim hashras hadina b'olam achmana litzlan. We make those dinin happen in our lives by that detachment. And it comes, every person's perspective is his own world. We give kingship to the Sitra Achra by detaching this world from the Eivishta. Shehu melech malach yimlech is gematria par. Achin kasher ha'adam zeicha lahamshich olahachnes pesech kol davar es ha'alufa shalayna. But when a Jew, when he puts in the Eivishta into this world, that he's the Bori Mashkiach. Az Neskala Malchus Hashem Yisbarach Baila. V'nasa Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech. V'zeh Nimtiku Kol Hadinim V'Hagvurois V'Niglek V'Vayt Havaya. That reveals the Achdus Hashem in the world. These three times Havaya. So as he said, Melech Malach Yimlech is gematria par. So this is a very...
There's three.
Malach, Melech, Yimlech.
There's three Hashems.
As opposed to what?
One.
As opposed to... Why are there three? You're asking why there are three.
Yeah.
So yeah. So the reason why there's three is because Melech, Malach, Yimlech, as we said, is gematria par.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the Inyan of Purim is that the whole secret of Purim, what that's about, is that Haman attached himself to the Paradina. There he explains that Zeresh and the Yoatzim of Haman and Haman himself combined, they account for the Matzepach, the five dinim, the Paradina. And there he explains that we have to turn Par into Par, so we need to add five alphin. To turn par into par. So the way that we do that is by Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is how we do that. Because three times Havaya is Gematria Megillah. Three times 26 is Gematria 78. Megillah without the Yod, Mem, Gimel, Lamed, Hey, 78. So reading the Megillah, which is three times Havaya, is Mamtik the Paradinim and turns it into Para. That's why the Ari says that immediately after Purim, we read Parshas Para. That's how it falls out, the Arba Parshas, right? There's Shkalim, there's Zachar. Zachar is synonymous, goes along with Megillas Esther. That's all Bittul Mechias HaMalek. And as soon after we do Purim, we have Para, Para Duma, Parshas Para. So that's three times Havaya is Mamtik, the Melech, Malach, Yimlech, of which Haman wanted to say that there's no Eibishter in the world. So as we said last week, in the bracha, after the Megillah, we say, Harav es vivenu, hadan es teinenu, hanekim es nikmasenu, v'mishan lo l'chavei nafshenu, five times, nun vav. So the Ari explains, the reason why we make that bracha after the Megillah of the five times nu, is because the whole inyan, after reading the Megillah, your mom take the five times, nun vav, which is par. Something else I wanted to say. So together, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech is Gematria Mashiach. All together. But together, it's an Oros Mashiach. That's the connection between Purim and Chanukah. That Purim and Chanukah is an Indian of Pesumei Nisa. And Pesumei Nisa means we're not afraid of you. Normally the Kedusha may be afraid of going b'chitzaynis, to go chutza. But since the Or of Purim and the Or of Chanukah is the Or of Shemashiach, So Mashiach says Pesuminisa. Right? We have to get out. This light of Chanukah and Purim is not afraid of the Chitzayin. It's not afraid to get out there. So since this light is Mamtik, the world, it can take on the world, so that's why Davka by this or this Pesuminisa. We do the same thing by Halakas Ner Chanukah too. Just as we do by Megillas Esther, we read it, and then we do five Nunvavs through the Bracha of Harabas Viveinu, which is, of course, very similar to Tzraftas Vivam, Dantas Dinam, Nakatas Sikvasam, right? It's almost identical to what we say in the Chanukah version of Al Nisim. But as soon after we light Ner Chanukah, there's a minik to say Vihinayam and Yerushu V'Seh Se'aliyah. Because again, it's the same thing, that by lighting these Chanukah candles, it's the substance, it's this Chamisha Pamim Or, which is Mamtik, Vihinoy Mashem Elakeinu, Aleinu, Masiadeinu, Karnineu, etc. Same thing. Megillah, then five times new. Chanukah, five times new. He quotes here beautifully the Tzvila Tzadik in Simon Yud Ches, that the Kitchug of Haman was Yeshno Am Echad. That's what Haman said. So he explains the Tzvila Tzadik, the Vizhvarav. Yeshno means Yesh Nun Vav. There's din. So what do you do when there's dinin? Am Echad. You're Mitztarif the Kolach. So even in the words of Haman, there's a Hamtakas Hadin. He alludes in his kitchen against B'nai Yisrael, Yeshno Am Echad. Which Chazal say, they dash in a Sanhedrin against for B'nai Yisrael in those words, Yeshno Amechad, that we are an Amechad. But he explains that even in the words of Haman himself, who represents the whole Pardinin, Yeshno, when there's Din, Nun Vav, Amechad, Im Echad, if you met Star of the Koila, which is Hashem Zach. It's a beautiful, sweet remnant. When you have time, you should look at also Simon Chaf Beis. He quotes that Teres Tzvi, and he quotes of Isaac from Karetz. That's the Biskun Asalam. It's a half of the Karemez on Kefor Ka'if your father. Ayin Shem. Okay, let's spend a couple minutes just introducing the Shachtina. Achkam Esfiras Chachma Yesherish Shaldina Mehinikram Shachtina. So related to the seer of Chachma, to the Indian of Chachma, there's an Indian of what's called Shachtin. And as we already pointed out, that there's Par Dinim and there's Shachtin. And even Shach and Par have a relationship of Zachar and Akeva. The Shaila seems to be steers in the Zayar perhaps, and in the Arizal, what is the Zachar, what's the Akeva? But there's the Shachtinim and there's a Par Dinim. Ki besviras Chachma nim salamad beiz nesimas ha-Chachma. So how do we calculate 320 dinin, because there are 32 nesivas of Chachma. Umehem nimshach lamed beis pamim shenichlach v'toyer b'maisa bereishis tevas elokim. In maisa bereishis, the shem elokim, which is responsible for creation, is mentioned 32 times. And we know elokim is the shem of din. And since each one, v'kol echad mehem is klula me'aser, so 10 times 32 is gematria shach. This is the 320, the Shach Dinan. They need a Hamtaka. And he writes, Ve'ilu ha-Shach Dinan nechlakim gamken l'chamesh gevuras b'ayfin shava. So the Shach Dinan also break down into five parts, which is neged ha-chamesh osios Elokim, corresponding to the five letters of Elokim. U'magia misvar din l'kol echad, because five times din is gematria shach. So five times din is gematria shach. The oifen hamtakasin hu gamkin al yidei hosafas of aleph. So we mamtik this too with the five alfin from the five times or which is mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayidei ha'aras ha'os aleph ha'lazeh nasim mitivas din Hashem adnas. That's the secret behind the Shem adnas. V'nimtakin ha'chamisha pamim din z'va'az nase mi'ha'shach dinim shacha. Shacha. Ubiyachad im chaf osios shall hey pamim adnos oile shechacha. Like it says in Esther, it says, V'chamas hamelech Shachacha. Right? Because 5 times 4, Adnos, times 5, 4 times 5 is Gematria Chaf. So add on another Chaf, and that's just the secret of Shachacha. Vezel Kavanas HaKosav, Ashri Ha'am Shachacha Lai, Ashri Ha'am Shachoylem Lasos Mishach Leshacha. And we say that every day. So we have a new understanding of Ashri. Of Ashri Ha'am Shachacha Lai. Have it through Shachacha is Gematria Moshe. Moshe's Meram is on the singing of Hamtaka. So we'll, Imit Hashem, we'll speak more next week about the singing of the Shachtin, Sanctus Shmuel.